Arthur in New York by Mark Brown. "Here we are," said Arthur's dad, "the Big Apple Hotel." "Wow," said Arthur, "3 days in New York City. And Mary Mocow has an outfit for everyone." Said D.W. "I love our rooms," said D.W. "And all these snacks. And all these snacks. They're not free," said Arthur. "Let's see the city," said Mom. "And what city will number one?" I said. "Don't go all by yourself," said Arthur and D.W. There was so much to see. "Look," said Arthur, "the Empire State Building." "Look," said D.W., "the Mary Mocow Palace. We'll visit them later," said Mom. "Who's up for a horse and buggy ride?" "Me," said D.W. "Let's take the pink one. It matches Mary Mooka's outfit." The next morning, they visited the Statue of Liberty. "Is the doll having fun?" a policeman asked D.W. D.W. pressed a button on Mary Mooka. "Moo," said Mary Mooka. "Oh, brother," said Arthur. "Moo." In the afternoon, they went to a museum. Mom liked the paintings. Dad liked the sculptures. Arthur liked the mummies. "Now for something we'll all like," said D.W. "Mary Mooka Palace. Mary Mooka Palace has everything. Mary Mooka Palace had everything. The new tippy toe tap dancer. The new star bright singer outfit. The Mary Mooka dream house. I could have stayed there for hours," said D.W. "We did it," said Arthur. "Let's go." "But I want to look at Mary's window," said D.W. "Let's come back tomorrow." "We'll see," said Mom. But the next day was zoo day. Mary Mooka wore her new Limer Tamer's outfit. On their last day, they took a boat trip. D.W. and Mary Mooka wore matching outfits. That evening, they saw The Lion King. Arthur liked the songs. D.W. liked the dancing. At the end, everyone clapped. Everyone but Mary Mooka. She mooed. "Oh, brother," said Arthur. "Moo." "3 days went so fast. It was time to go home." "I'll pay the bill," said Mom. "I'll get the car," said Dad. "I'll watch Baby Kate," said Arthur. And D.W., she had one last thing to do. "The car's here," said Dad. "Where's D.W.?" asked Mom. Mom looked in the gift shop. Dad looked in the elevator. D.W. was nowhere to be found. "I think I know where she is. Follow me." They ran out of the hotel and ran down the street. "So there you are, young lady," said Mom. "And where is city rule number one?" asked Dad. "I'm sorry," said D.W. I just had to see it one more time. Mary Newcap. You're in big trouble, said Arthur. I guess Mary and I will be spending a lot of time in our room. Too bad you don't have matching prison outfits, said Arthur. The end.